Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right then. This is Mills on Radio 1, back at HQ. Hope you're all right. Oh, my voice. What is that about? All right, Becky.
Hiya.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I feel fine. It's just a little bit of... I think there's a lot of shouting going on last week.
We need to get you booked up for those voiceovers as soon as possible before it goes completely. You know, there's like a sort of ill phase,
yeah.
Then a sexy phase that only lasts a certain amount of time and then completely goes. So we need to get you in the sexy phase.
Am I sexy now?
Teetering on the edge. I reckon by par five, you'll be well hot.
Do you?
Yeah.
But when does the ill phase kick in? Am I... Because I don't feel ill.
Oh, do you not?
No.
I just think you've had it by now, then.
Okay, cool. So I just say, if I could stay sexy, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Cool. Hello, voiceover work. Right, two exciting things. Me being the first voice on X Factor at the weekend. Actual first thing that happened.
How does that work? I didn't see it.
It was just me going, and everyone's talking about the new judges on X Factor. Can you imagine how excited I was? Can you actually imagine? As the helicopters were in the air... It looked like a movie. It was brilliant. And I just heard my voice. I was like,
was that taken from this show?
That'd be me.
Or did you voice it up especially?
Especially. But I was very excited. And second good thing that's happened today, just had a direct message on Twitter from actual Hilary DeVay off Dragon's Den. Maybe I sent her one first. But that still
was
counts.
Was it, please DM me, please DM me?
No. I was a proper fanboy. I was like, I think you're brilliant on Dragon's Den. She went, good, move on.
No, she didn't.
I can do that for you, move on. No, I said that maybe I would like to meet her one day. I was being really weird.
Bless
you. She seemed to be, I think she's brilliant, but she seemed to be quite receptive to that when she's not so busy. She's got to do Lorraine this week and loads of other TV shows. Move on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Loads of people are commenting and saying that my actual Hilary DeVay impression is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got another one that I do, but I've just tested it out in the studio and it's not actually any good.
Well, I think it sounds the same.
But in my head, it's really good. Okay. And you know when you discover that you can do a new impression of somebody, you're like, yeah, do you want to hear it? And everyone just goes, yeah, good. Lols to me spending too much time with Grimmy. Nick Grimshaw. Flick of hair.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Do some more.
Okay, well, I remember when I took a picture of him. You know in the coffin that Edith finished her routine in at the Fun and Filth Cabaret? I took a picture of Grimmy on my phone because he wanted to lie in the coffin, which I thought was really bizarre. And then afterwards he went, lols to me being in an actual coffin. See, that's not any good now. On Friday night when I was doing it in the bar, it was really good. And then, it's not any good. Lols to that. Serious lols to that.
Grimmy and Hilary sound exactly the same. No. Not in real life, but in your impressions.
Hilary is, I can do that for you. No, see, I can't do any of them now. Don't make me do it on demand. It will just come at some point and you'll be like, that's an incredible impression of Nick Grimshaw. But for now, they do sound a bit similar.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Christina Perry on Radio 1. And Jar of Hearts.
So childish.
You're childish.
You're childisher.
There we are.
Stop it.
You are.
No one's ever done that, have they? Surely. Have you actually done that? Have you done it?
Have I ever... In a jar?
Yeah, and then because they do it on Angry Boys, don't they? But I don't think anyone's ever done it in real life. But if she's singing about it, then obviously...
Seriously, we're on Radio 1. Some of our listeners will have farted into a jar.
You haven't denied it yet, though.
I haven't ever done it. Maybe I think I did try it once, and it didn't really work for me.
Did it not?
No. You know when you're like, even though it's gross, you're a bit like, well, that's disappointing. I kind of wanted it to be better than it actually was. Right, let's play this from James... Sorry, by the way, for completely ruining that song. It's called Jar of Hearts, and it's out now, and it's by Christina Perry, and she's off of America. Spotted on YouTube, she was. But it is weird how they got so far down the line with that song and no one's actually said to her, you know that Jar of Hearts does sound a bit like Jar of Hearts. Like, maybe someone should have at least made Christina aware before she decided to release it. Anyway, let's go for Fun and Filth Fun James Morrison and Shlomo. If you've not heard this, this is James making up a song using real, and they're all real, gossip magazine headlines. Give me one example of a gossip magazine headline.
I'm so fat I broke the toilet.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mel, who's working on the show today, was reading one. Where were you? The doctors or something the other day. They're always in the doctors, aren't they? And it was a woman that was too fat to leave her caravan. Hang on a second. How did she get in there in the first place? Did she just eat? Having pizza, like, delivered to her caravan and then couldn't get out?
The way Mel said it was like she went on holiday and then was too fat to leave the caravan. It's like, I know we all put on weight when we go away, but not enough to not to be able to walk out of a door at the end of the week.
No, that's not true. I reckon I've put on, like, a stone in the last week.
You can still walk through a doorway.
Yeah, that is quite extreme.
That's a lot.
Maybe it was a long holiday.
That's a lot of fat.
It is. To not be able to leave your caravan.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I've got a new thing which I'm going to buy you quite soon. And not just you, don't be offended, but a few of my other girlfriends.
Right.
Because when I have to buy presents for girls, I never know what to get. So I always end up getting flowers.
Yeah, that's what I got for my birthday from you.
Yeah.
They were lush.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But I just think there's more creativity needs to be involved. Mm. So the flowers again, brilliant. Even though the flowers were nice.
They were nice,
And they weren't from, like, the garage or nothing. They were proper.
Came, like, delivered in that.
They were delivered and everything.
Yeah, they were. Well, no, it's not very often you get flowers delivered, is it? Because you can get them in, like, supermarkets and stuff. Well, nice ones now.
No, I'm good at presents. Like, ask anyone who knows me at Christmas. I'm good. I think about it. And I thought about this. And this is going to be the next thing that you're going to get. And also, Laura, who works on Greg's show, is going to get one.
Yeah.
And my mate Gemma's going to get one. Like, all the girls in my life. All my ladies.
Right. Why am I a bit scared?
Don't be. It's really good. I saw this ad the other day. You know how I'm really taken in by advertising?
Mm.
Check out the R bra.
Tired of the discomfort of traditional bras? The constant pulling, tugging, pushing, and adjusting? Aren't you tired of the wires, the clips, the hooks, the barbaric torture of your bra? When you think you found the bra that might fit, you end up with those unsightly rolls and bra lines.
Yeah.
Not only that, but who knows what size to buy? Some of them fit, most of them don't. That is why over 80% of women today are wearing the wrong size bra. Well, your discomfort and worries are over. Introducing the R bra.
The R bra. I guess because it makes you go, ah. R bra. A-H-H bra. That's what I'm getting. Do you like it? Think about it. No more pulling, no more tugging, no more barbaric torture of your bra.
I can't say I've ever had a problem. Have I got a problem? Are you saying I've got back boobs?
No. Oh, see, this has gone wrong already.
Well,
she did mention bra fat in that, didn't she?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean that.
Are you saying I've got a fat back?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that it'd make the perfect gift. Listen.
It's easy to gift. So keep in mind, if you know her shirt size, you know her bra size, and you can give this as a gift to your favorite girl.
I would be happy.
There we are. She'd be happy.
No, but, like, just because an advert tells you that it's good to do something doesn't mean to say you have to.
Does it freak you out that I would buy you a bra as a present?
Yes, especially if...
What about underwear?
Yes, it does freak me out. Especially if it's one that makes me go, and you're buying it for loads of other girls in the office.
But barbaric torture of your bra. Thinking of you.
But I don't think it's good or advisable in any work situation to buy colleagues' underwear. Don't you think that's a little bit weird?
Oh, I thought it was good.
Okay. Well, I'm not ungrateful.
They said it was
anything,
a good present on the advert, so I was like, cool.
Okay. And how many have you bought?
I haven't yet. But if you do buy in bulk, they're a lot cheaper. And they're fashionable.
This is a great look. The jumpsuits are so hot right now. It is hot, hot, hot fashion.
Hot, hot, hot fashion.
It's like a crop top.
Why look bulgy when you can look firm and beautiful? Why be uncomfortable when you can say, ah.
Ah, to the ah, bra. Just to warn you, you are going to get one at some point.
Are you going to be getting one for yourself?
Actually.
If it's that good, why not?
The barbaric torture of my bra has been doing my head in for a while. All the pulling, the tugging. Can we put a picture of the R bra on my Facebook page, please? If you search Scott Mills on Facebook, we'll try and get that on in a minute. You will go, ah.
Podcast.
Ben.
Hello.
What are you saying?
I just heard about your advert for the R bra.
Yes.
And I fell asleep the other week, and I woke up to that infomercial, and I thought I dreamt it.
Yeah. It's that thing where after a certain time of night, some of the channels do just roll out those infomercials.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, so what were you watching? What were you watching and then it turned into the Arbra advert?
I think I was watching Comedy Central, like 2 and a Half Men or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you have a little sleep and you wake up. And what did you think as soon as you saw that on the TV? Wow, a boob bandage.
Pretty much.
That's what it is. But don't you think that's a great present?
Yeah, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, who would you buy it for?
Probably my girlfriend.
Exactly. That's okay as well, because that's your girlfriend. Is that okay for boys to buy underwear for their girlfriend?
Yeah, it's fine for their girlfriend. I'm just saying not for every female in the office, Scott.
All right, so not colleagues. Girlfriend's fine.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. I wouldn't buy it for my mum either.
No, God. Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Where are you?
I'm in Surrey.
In Surrey, lush. How can I help you?
Basically, I've been cooking all day for my parents' dinner party. And they've just got home and told me that I can't eat any of it and there's a pizza in the fridge.
Bro, whoa, rewind. Okay, so you've been cooking all day?
Yeah.
Because your parents are having a dinner party tonight?
Yeah.
Who's coming round?
I think my aunt and uncle and then, like, 4 of their friends as well.
Have your mum and dad done anything to help with this? Or is it all you cooking?
My dad bought some of the ingredients, but that's about it.
But you've cooked it all from scratch?
Yeah.
What have you cooked, please?
Like a red onion and brie tart, lamb, and then a crumble and chocolate puddings, and then like mini apple cake things as well.
And so, started quite early this morning?
Yeah, about 11, so.
And then your mum and dad got home and said what?
There's a pizza in the fridge for you, for your tea, if you want it.
That is harsh.
Thanks so much. I know, it was such a joke.
What, like... Are you at uni or what? Are you back at home at the moment?
I'm going back to second year.
Well, they should want to spend time with you because you're going back to uni soon.
Exactly.
That's awful.
It's a joke.
Can't you just sneak a bit of it out?
Maybe. I'm thinking. I did make extra of everything, so I'm just hoping to nip in.
You should be
through.
Able to get some kind of at least have a taste of it.
Yeah. I think I should be able to.
Right, who do I need to speak to? What do you want me to do?
just tell them.
What's your mum and dad's names? I like calling mum and dad by their actual names. It makes it feel important.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, go.
They're Tim and Caroline.
Tim and Caroline. Tim and Caroline. Sort it out.
Yeah.
That wasn't what I was
Do it again, you actually mean it now.
Hi, Tim and Caroline. Could you actually sort this out? Your daughter is going back to university next week. Hannah's been slaving away all day at the actual cooker, and you've told her to go and get a pizza out of the freezer for tea. It's not on. Do something about it.
Thank you very
That'll
much.
That'll work now. Right. Text me back and let me know what happened.
I will do.
Love you, bye. It will work.
It I will. Hope so.
Because I'm the voice of authority with parents. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Good luck.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Haven't seen that Inbetweeners movie yet.
I have.
Oh, you have?
It's really good.
Oh, I really want to go.
It is good.
Need to see it. I'm hearing a lot of good things.
It's not as long as I thought it was going to be, but it is good.
Is it as good as the TV show?
Yes.
Or better?
It's not really a film. It's like a longer version of the TV show, I would say.
Oh, okay. It's doing really well.
It is good.
Yeah.
We went to see it at the weekend, but now my boyfriend is obsessed with trying to persuade his parents to go and see it.
No.
No, but he's not trying to get them to go and see it, but every time they ask him, what was it like? He'd be like, yeah, you'd really like it.
But would they like it?
I think he thinks it would be funny to get a cinema full of, parents in there.
That's my worst nightmare. We've discussed this so many times. Things that you just can't watch with your mum or dad or grandparents.
Do not go with your parents to see that. And don't advise your parents to go and see it. I think that'd be weird.
Oh, yeah, but is he planning on being there when they see it? Or does he want to know that they've gone?
Yeah, he wants to put them in there
Okay, bye, enjoy the film.
And then wait for their reaction.
No, that's horrible. It's a bit like... Remember last week, someone called Alex, who came to watch the Fun and Filth Cabaret with their mum.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Andy.
What are you saying, Andy?
We took my 16-year-old grand to see The In-Betweeners last week.
No! When?
This weekend.
Why?
She really wanted to go see it. We were going, and she asked if she could come, so we said yes.
What? So she was like, do you know what? There's one film I want to see this year, with me being a 6 to 9 year old grad and all. It's The In-Betweeners.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did she like it?
I'm not sure if she got all the jokes, but I think she enjoyed most of us.
Oh my god, I can't imagine anything worse.
Yeah, I didn't sit next to her.
No, yeah, exactly. You did the right thing. Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Michael from Bristol's been on saying, Scott, it's brilliant, you don't know what you're talking about. Because what happens in those awkward scenes is, and this is true, one parent tries to look disapproving and annoyed, while the other one is desperately trying not to giggle. That is so true. Michael thinks it's worth it. I can't go through things like that. I hate any kind of confrontation, any awkwardness. I just can't be doing with it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky, I'd like to invite you out to something tomorrow night.
Right.
Now, this is a show that I don't hate on me for this. A show that I haven't actually seen that many episodes of. I'm going to get so much abuse for this. Only Fools and Horses. It's quite fun, isn't it? I only discovered that a couple of years ago. I didn't realise it was like 30 years old. But it's still funny. You know, like in the resorts in Magaluf, etc.
Yeah.
There are bars that just play, still now, Only Fools and Horses all the time. So you'll get a bar with like, well, back in the day it used to be Big Brother, probably not so much anymore. So there's bars that show Big Brother, there's bars out there that show X Factor, so you know, if you miss it, if you're missing it, you can still see it while you're on your holidays. But there's one bar in particular, I'm sure it's in Mallorca, in Magaluf, that just shows constant Only Fools and Horses. So tomorrow night, they are having a 30th anniversary party at Only Fools and Horses. Marlene and Boise are going to be there, and it's in a tower block, like the original show was. And they've recreated Del Boy and Rodney's house.
That's amazing.
You get to see the awful curtains and Del Boy's lounge bar and even his sheepskin coat. And Marlene is doing the spread.
Oh.
Are you in on this?
Yes, 100%.
Tomorrow night. That maybe is one of the best things I've ever been invited to.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.